المكيال الأوفى. Let us digress just slightly, but just because we are speaking of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and mentioning his attributes, his features, his life, and other than that, we would hope that through this we would inshallah be granted a vision of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether that be in a dream or in wakefulness. So one of the ways in which we can go about working towards that is by learning about the attributes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also by learning al-mikyal al-awfa. Al-mikyal al-awfa, it is something that is tried and tested. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught this to some of his companions. And our Shaykh radiyallahu anhu used to advise whoever wants to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with reading this. He would advise them to read this 100 times a day. Whenever a person is able, it doesn't mean that they have to recite it 100 times a day, one after the other, one after the other. No, they might recite 20 in the morning, 20 in the afternoon, and then like that, until the evening they'll have finished 100. And this, like I said, it's been tried and tested, subhanallah. Many people, they have seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because they read this. A person once came to our Shaykh radiyallahu anhu and he said, "Ya Shaykh, I have been studying with your association, Ahl al-Sunnah. I've been studying with you for a long time and I haven't seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So the Shaykh said to him, "Recite al-mikyal al-awfa." He said, "How many times?" The Shaykh said, 100 times. Whenever you find energy, whenever you're energetic. He said, okay. He went away and he returned after about 3 days and he said, "I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Another one of our teachers, he was in a masjid and he was teaching the people to say al-mikyal al-awfa. Somebody in that gathering, I think as they were leaving the masjid, they decided to say it. They said it once, they didn't even say it 100 times. In a dream, he saw a particular person and this person said to him, "Do you know, just because you said mikyal al-awfa, just because you said it, there is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And then he pointed. He pointed and this person, he looked to one side. He saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting in a particular place. And then this person woke up just because he said it once, al-mikyal al-awfa. I have had numerous people coming to me and telling me that they recited al-mikyal al-awfa and they saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of our teachers, he mentioned that there was a particular person, maybe about a month ago or about 2 months ago. He has a daughter, she's very young and she is, she has blue eyes, for example. And it may seem that somebody, it may be easy for her to be afflicted with the evil eye. So this teacher would say to this person, "When you come to the lessons, make sure you protect her by reciting for her, by making tahsin for her, qul huwallahu ahad, qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas," and then blowing on her so that she would be protected, because it is feared that she would be afflicted by the evil eye. So he said that one day this person came to me and he was crying. And he said to me that my daughter, she complains to me that she has back pains, severe back, you know, with excruciating pain. So what should I do? This teacher said that I directed him to a particular thing. And then he directed him to a particular doctor. So he went to a particular doctor and then he said he saw him after a few days and with him was his daughter. This person came and he said to this teacher that I slept the other night, and before I slept I intended for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, sincerely for the sake of Allah. And I recited Al-Mikyal Al-Awfa 3 times. He said it was my hope that I would see the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he would make dua for my daughter in a dream. So he fell asleep. He didn't see the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rather, his daughter came to wake him up and she said, Father, I saw the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he put his hand on my back and he recited for me in a dream. And now I am better. And this happened about 2 months ago. Al-Mikyal Al-Awfa, it's something very, very beneficial. As-salah and as-salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are very, very, very important. Very important. 3 things. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, and as-salah ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there are different levels. How much a person should recite, how much a person is able to recite. And then a person is entered into new levels. But at the very least, a person should say as-salah ala nabi. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that the people closest to me on the day of judgment are those that send as-salah and as-salam upon me. And we have already mentioned that there is a particular angel, a specific angel, appointed to every single person. And this is its job, alayhi salam. He goes informing the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam about the fact that somebody has sent as-salah and as-salam upon him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in a hadith, مَنْ رَآنِي فِي الْمَنَامِ فَقَدْ رَآنِي حَقَّى فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَا يَتَزَيَّى بِي. That the one who has seen me in a dream, then he should know that he has actually seen me. That he has actually seen me. Why is that? Because, and he elaborated, he said, because the devil cannot take my form. The devil cannot take the form of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that only leaves one thing, that it's actually the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So a person who sees the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his original form being what we mentioned, what is mentioned in the books of the scholars, then the scholars, they agreed. They said by consensus, this person would die upon al-Islam. He would die upon al-Islam. He is guaranteed to die upon al-Islam. He is given the good news of dying upon al-Islam. And he would not be tortured in the hereafter. This is what the scholars mentioned. As for seeing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the form of somebody else, this is a matter of disagreement. This is a matter of... there is a difference in opinion upon this matter. Some of them said, yes, it has the same judgment as the one who sees the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam in his original form. And some said, no, it doesn't have the same judgment. Our Shaykh radiyallahu anhu, let us inshallah, let us practice al-Mikyal al-Awfa together. And then inshallah we would hope that by the blessing of this gathering in which we mentioned the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wasallam, somebody would tonight see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inshallah ta'ala. So if you would like to repeat after me, well, let's say the name of the sigha, the statement first. It is al-Mikyal al-Awfa. The right side was better than the left side. Al-Mikyal al-Awfa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabi وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ
مَجِيدٌ.
And just once we'll say it all together, starting from Allahumma. So, اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we mentioned that whoever sees him in a dream, then he is guaranteed to die upon al-Islam. This is a person's life goal already completed. For a person to die upon al-Islam, isn't that the life goal? Yes, it is. If that's guaranteed, then what does a person do? A person strives for more. A person strives to do more, because there are many ranks in paradise. Many ranks in paradise. The more a person does, the more a person is motivated and encouraged to do, the higher the rank a person would get. So a person shouldn't become complacent. If they have seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that is for a reason. So a person should strive and work hard. And as you know, our association, subhanallah, every other person sees the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have never known an association like this where every other person sees the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everybody has a story. MashaAllah. Subhanallah. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, our Shaykh radiyallahu anhu, the awliya, they used to refer to his students as Hurrasul Aqeedah, the guarders of the creed, those who protect the creed. And the Shaykh radiyallahu anhu, he would like that a lot, that the awliya say this about him. And they did not say that from, you know, of their own accord. Rather, it was because some of them saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned this statement about the students of a Shaykh Abdullah radiyallahu anhu being the guarders of the creed of the Muslims, the creed of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah. So the way that a person would see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is firstly by acquiring the religious knowledge, and not being lazy in that. Acquiring the religious knowledge, so at least once they've completed all of the obligatory knowledge that they need to know, then they review it, and then they teach it. And on top of that, they do extra acts of worship. It doesn't mean though that if a person doesn't see the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then he is a bad person. No, it doesn't mean that at all. There are many people who haven't seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but that doesn't mean that they're going to die upon blasphemy, but that doesn't mean that they're going to be tortured in their graves. Our Shaykh radiyallahu anhu, he mentioned that people who work for the sake of Allah ta'ala, even if they haven't seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream, it is as though, because they work every day for the sake of Allah ta'ala, it is as though they see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam every night in their dreams. Our Shaykh radiyallahu anhu, he taught us the love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the love for the awliya, like a Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, a Shaykh Shah Naqshband, a Shaykh Ahmad al-Rifa'i. These people, it is, if a person has taken al-tariqah also, for example, then this is a way that a person would be aided in seeing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If a person hasn't seen the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in a dream, it's not a bad sign. It's not a bad sign. Some people I know, they've seen the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam whilst awake. We know, don't we, that a person who sees the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream, in his real form, he will see him before he dies also. Because this is something that is mentioned in a hadith. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, مَنْ رَآنِي فِي الْمَنَامِ فَسَيَرَانِي فِي الْيَقَظَةِ. The one who has seen me in a dream, he will also see me in wakefulness, when he is awake. When does this happen? This happens just before a person dies. So a person has seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam already in a dream. Then just before they die, what happens? Just before they die, just before the angel of death comes, everything that is towards the direction of Al-Madinah, however far a person is, everything towards the direction of Al-Madinah, it moves out of the way. Until a person sees the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the angel of death comes and takes the person's soul. So this is a person who's already seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, and they would see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again before they die. There are other people that have seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst being awake. Like As-Suyuti, Jalaluddin Al-Hafiz, he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam many times. This is what is mentioned about him. He saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam many times. And as you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not exit his grave. If a person sees him, then it is in the way that we mentioned. How lucky are those people, subhanAllah, who saw not the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream, but in wakefulness. SubhanAllah al-Azim. We ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us that and make us steadfast. So inshaAllah Ta'ala, we are all going to try and recite this today. Not right now, but we are all going to try to recite this today 100 times. This is what our Shaykh radiyallahu anhu used to advise in terms of the meaning. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and raise the rank of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all of whom are like the mothers of the believers. They are all waliyat, all of them reached al-wilaya. Wa dhurriyatihi, and the family of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa ahli baytihi, and his ahl bayt, which is Sayyidatuna Fatima wa Sayyidina Ali wa Sayyidina al-Hasan wal-Husayn radiyallahu anhum. Kama sallayta, just as you raised the rank of the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he is an amazing prophet. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned about himself that from all of the prophets, he resembles Ibrahim alayhi salam in his appearance. Ibrahim alayhi salam and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam are the only two people that reach the station of khullah. So we can say Khalilullah about Ibrahim alayhi salam only, and Khalilullah about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They reached a very, very high rank, a rank known as the station of al-khullah. Innaka hamidun majid. This is a praise of Allah Ta'ala. This is known as al-mikyal al-awfa. Insha'Allah Ta'ala, today we will all recite it. If we don't, then we will. If we do, then we already do, insha'Allah Ta'ala. 100 times. And we will see something, at least one of us will see something good, insha'Allah Ta'ala. And that will encourage the rest of us, insha'Allah Ta'ala. Barakallahu bikum.